It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster, in today for Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up later in the show, we'll talk with two scientists about an upcoming effort to develop new classes of antibiotics that could fight everything from infection to cancer.
First, President Obama announced today he's seeking higher fuel standards for heavy-duty vehicles such as big rig trucks. The White House says these trucks amount to just 4% of registered vehicles on U.S. roads, but they account for 20% of on-road energy use and carbon emissions.
The president is issuing the orders directly to the EPA and the Transportation Department, as opposed to taking the matter to Congress. It's the latest action the president has taken in recent weeks in an overall plan to tackle climate change.
Here to talk with us about the new standards is Alex Guillen. He's an energy reporter at Politico. Alex, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So what do we know about these standards so far?
Well, the standards that they're going to write, the news that came out today deals with vehicle model years after 2018. So we're looking at things that are, you know, we're not going to be seeing these models for quite some time. But obviously they have to start working on that now in order for the standards to be written and finalized before design begins. Mm-hmm. So the extent of these standards, obviously at this point, are unclear. Just to give you a sense of the timeline, the president directed EPA and the Transportation Department to finish the proposal by March of 2015, so a bit more than a year from now, and then to finalize the rule a year after that, March of 2016.
And the president is also talking about heavy-duty vehicles here. What sorts of vehicles fall into this category?
It's a pretty wide variety, which also accounts for a lot of difficulty in writing standards for these. You have to consider a large variety of vehicles. But it's everything from school buses and garbage trucks to the fuel tankers and the 18-wheelers that you see on the highways all the time. Mm-hmm. They make up a relatively small percentage of the road traffic, even though for those of us who drive on the interstate, sometimes it doesn't always feel that way. But they have obviously enormous engines, and they make up a large percentage of the greenhouse gas emissions that come out of the transportation industry.
Right, and when I see those big rigs and those buses heading down the highway, I don't necessarily see new ones, or if they're new, I can't tell. So what's the turnover rate on these vehicles? How soon would we see a diminishing effect of the greenhouse gas emissions after 2018?
Well, that's difficult to say. You know, these trucks remain in service for quite some time, many years, decades even. But since you can't really go back and cut down emissions on already built vehicles, you know, you can really only look to the future. So how quickly we'll start seeing a drop-off in greenhouse gas emissions is unclear. It would obviously start in 2018 for these rules. And I should mention, of course, that in 2011, the administration finalized new rules for these vehicles that apply to model years 2014 to 2018. So we're really just starting to see those vehicles come on the market.
The EPA and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has to work with manufacturers, states, labor groups, and others, you write, and in order to work on this issue. That's a lot of buy-in to try to get here. How can they do it?
It definitely sounds like there's a lot of people involved in this, and there are, to be sure. But I think it's important to remember that the administration has done this before on two separate occasions, really. I just mentioned a minute ago the standards they put out a few years ago for the 2014 through 2018 models of heavy-duty trucks. Those actually have been fairly popular, and the American Trucking Association was heavily involved in that, and they supported those standards coming out. So, you know, there's not always a lot of antagonism here. Now, today, the American Trucking Association said they're a little bit more wary about these 2018 standards, but of course that process is really only just beginning. So I think as the trucking industry meets with the administration and they start looking at things that they can do post-2018, we'll get a better sense of what these standards might be and how the industry will adapt to them. And then the other instance I mentioned is the administration also, in Obama's first term, finalized standards, new fuel economy standards for passenger vehicles, which a lot of people have heard about, that the goal is to get the average standard up to 54.5 miles per gallon by 2025. That was another instance where there was obviously a lot of coordination with the states, with the labor groups, with the industry, with environmental groups, that it all worked out fairly well in the end from most people's viewpoint.
So what resources will be made available to help this along?
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, like financial resources to help the manufacturers and the states and others to start implementing some of these changes.
Right. Well, that's not something that's very clear at the moment. A lot of it does come through the industry. We'll pay for a lot of it. And so the point is, it's true that in general you're paying more for this the advanced technology and the new models. But the idea is that you're paying some more up front, but you save a lot more over time as your fuel use is cut down significantly. And so not only the idea is not only are you saving money on fuel costs, and obviously the trucking industry has lots of fuel costs, but you're also cutting down on the use of oil. The White House likes to point out that this could help cut U.S. oil imports. And it also, of course, cuts down on greenhouse gas emissions. The transportation sector is the number two source of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. And the heavy truck industry is the number two source within the transportation industry.
Well, this isn't the first time the president has pursued tightened fuel standards. What else has he done during his tenure so far, both for heavy vehicles and the regular cars and trucks that we drive every day?
Definitely. The overall car standards that I said earlier, the idea is to get those done by 2025, or to have that average up to that 2025. The heavy trucking industry, like I said, we've already started to see some of these newer models on the market, and we'll see that coming online more and more in the coming years. And then, of course, right now they're working on the post-2018 rule.
Some are wondering why the president isn't taking this to Congress. Why is he taking this route of going straight to the EPA?
We've known that this particular move is coming for some time. Obviously, after they finalized the first round of heavy trucking rules that cover 2014 to 2018, the obvious next step is to cover post-2018. And also last year in June, the president laid out his big climate agenda. And this particular move was on that. He had a rather long list there of items. So why isn't he going to Congress? This isn't something he needs Congress for. It also helps highlight the whole theme, as he talked about in the State of the Union, of taking executive action where he can and working with Congress otherwise. So the administration already has basically the authority to work on this. So that's why he's directing EPA and the Transportation Department to take action now.
Is there a concern that the added cost of developing new and more efficient vehicles would actually mean higher costs for things like trucking?
That's always a criticism that comes up. Like I mentioned, the trucking industry was on board with the previous standards, and we'll see what happens with these new ones. Obviously, there's no idea yet what exactly those are going to require. So the increased cost is always a concern, but the idea is that you save money over time on fuel standards, and theoretically, that does help reduce the cost. A lot of freight in the U.S., the majority, is moved via these heavy trucks. So the idea is potentially it helps to cut down on the price of everything from milk to anything else you might buy.
Well, what other efforts might we expect from President Obama in the remainder of his tenure here in the way of dealing with climate change?
The biggest thing the administration is working on right now would probably be the emission standards for power plants. They've already proposed new standards for future power plants. The EPA right now is working on writing a proposed rule for emissions from current power plants. So those are probably the number one thing the administration is doing on climate change right now. The electric generation industry is the number one source of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States before the transportation industry. So he's working on that. There's a very wide variety of actions the administration is taking. Dealing with international efforts, with UN climate talks. There's a major conference coming up next year. And just this last Friday, the administration and the president made a point of going to California to discuss the drought that's happening there, the possible connections, to climate change coming out of that drought and other extreme weather events. So we're seeing a lot of focus on the administration on both climate change and helping to stop that and on adapting to what's already starting to happen to the climate.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Alex Guillen is an energy reporter at Politico. We've been talking with him about the new fuel standards for heavy-duty vehicles as laid out by President Obama today.